Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in with us today. My name is Morgan Doyle with Marketing Eye, as well as a robotic marketer. Today, I have my colleague from Robotic Marketer, Michael Banks, and we're going to talk about content marketing and really this idea and popularity behind it, what that entails, as well as best practices to be sure to implement into your marketing strategy.
Yeah, so we want to start off simple when we're talking about content marketing. Mm-hmm. It's really changing the entire landscape of especially how we focus on digital marketing, not just within the business to consumer areas, but also business to business. So we live in this time where content isn't only influencing the consumer, but also corporations want to be treated like individual consumers. They want specialized content. So let's just start off on a really basic level in this discussion, Morgan. I saw this statistic the other day that really blew me away. 61% of consumers are influenced by custom content. Why do you think it has such a gravitational pull?
Well, I think we're in an industry in a time of economy and especially marketing economy, where we are constantly, every consumer, every individual is constantly being contacted and impressioned with ads, content, targeted as well as random content throughout the day. So really engaging that consumer. One of my big platforms that I truly believe in is at the end of the day, it's all people to people. We're still mm-hmm. selling to people. So even if you're a business to business, you're still selling to somebody who's signing that check at the end of the line.
Mm-hmm.
So creating engaging material that, one, interests them is a pain point for any writer, content writer. But that custom piece that you mentioned in that statistic, that's where you really make the individual feel like they're cared for, that they're being addressed directly, and that's going to have you have a higher rate of attention-grabbing information.
Yeah, and I think like part of the content that we're releasing, it's not just to this broad stream anymore.
Right.
It's not just to the masses, but it really is specialized. Like I think some things that consumers are almost a little bit skeptical of is when they see an ad for shoes that they were talking about earlier
right.
that day. So even within that specialization, how do you think we'd be authentic with the people that we're marketing to? How do we really show them our true personality?
Right. Well, and I think that's something that we do as a marketing consulting firm is really walk our clients through their brand attributes.
Yeah.
What does, one, your company, what does it mean? What is it, if you were to identify as a person, what attributes and characteristics can you identify as your brand? But then also identifying your target audience and not this huge broad scale. I used to be in a commodity business where everybody is a potential consumer or client. Okay, well, let's break down that large segment and identify the individual personas. And so different brands from consumer to business to consumer as well as business to business can identify and segment their target audience in different ways. And that brings out, okay, how are they buying? What magazines are they reading? What information are they looking for? What are the specific pain points that maybe if you're an IT services company, this IT director internally, what are they going through and what can I specifically address in my content
mm-hmm.
that's going to resonate with them and help them believe that we're going to provide a solution to them?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that when it comes to this idea of an omni-channel approach,
mm-hmm.
you hear that word tossed around
right.
a lot in marketing. But all that means is that we're operating on multiple platforms and multiple channels. And so when I think about content creation, it's not just your primary social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It is direct marketing. It's electronic direct marketing. It is the whole scope.
Right.
And so when we're creating personalized content, even like business to businesses,
mm-hmm.
I think about within EDMs, creating those segments where emails are going to be targeted to specific clients
right.
and consumers and really being dynamic in your approach.
Well, there's just really this intentional aspect behind
mm-hmm.
it from a marketing standpoint as well as a business, because we do want to, I want to address your
mm-hmm.
needs. If you're my consumer, I want you to know that I do care about your needs. I'm addressing your needs directly and I care
mm-hmm.
about finding a resolution for your problem. So making sure that, yes, we segment it to have different key points and different hot topics and items that are going to resonate with our different target audiences, but reaching them on the different platforms. You addressed, a lot of social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And I think today, especially in the consumer-based market, people believe that it's important to push out content on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, while that's vital, depending on the platform for your business and
mm-hmm.
what that looks like, it's also important to be pushing it out in other sectors. There's two different well, there's multiple benefits of content marketing, but there's two major ones. And one is to continue that web traffic, it's digital content, continuing that web traffic throughout your platform. So that way you're being search engine optimized. And the more your brand gets out there, the more your services and your products get out there, you're going to continually be pushed to the top of the search engines. So your name's going to resonate up when somebody, you know, looks you up. And then another part of that is creating content builds you up as a thought leader. So that's really, you're going to look like the subject expert, the service expert, or at least the person who cares a lot about what you're doing in the services and products because you're writing about it so much. And I think there's a pain point that I think we're going to get to, but is, you know, that's a lot of time. That's a big time investment, especially in the small and medium business space. And even sometimes in the larger corporations and enterprise level, you know, how do we allocate this time to create all these custom messages on all these different platforms, whether it's blogs or new digital newsletters or email campaigns or segmented social media content for all the different platforms that are out there and are continually being developed. So I think that's a big pain point where, you know, consulting firms come in or agencies, whether it's PR, marketing, advertising, and addressing all the different segments, but also, you know, what internal resources do you have to be able to maybe push some of this content out yourself?
And I think we can jump into that, actually. I know for both Robotic Marketer and Marketing Eye, we work with small to medium-sized businesses and even startups, and I think that that's something that happens a lot of the time when you're in those environments and you have so few employees is that you feel like your resources are stretched, your time is stretched, the ability to create new content is stretched. So what are some resources that we can use to really kind of expand our scope when it comes to creating content to improve things like organic traffic and SEO?
Well, I think, so you have a plethora of different platforms from email automating systems and marketing automation platforms to social scheduling and social automated platforms, as well as different internal resources from a database standpoint and understanding, you know, where the information is being logged in from, as well as different, plenty of different analytical tools from Google Analytics to Alexa rankings. Those two specifically, when it comes to content, are extremely valuable to the writer, the company, because what those give you is information and insights into what people are clicking on. You know, what people, what content topics, as well as titles, are people reviewing, are, you know, what are the popular topics, to make sure that you're constantly writing about those things, as well as engaging a bigger audience and newer audience and growing your engagement from click-throughs to downloads, whatever the content piece is. Those are two very important resources on that end. But there's also free tools out there. I think everybody is, you know, familiar with a digital search on just figuring out what free tools are. Free is not always the best, but it's a good way to get started. And there's plenty of, like I said, platforms and different segments. But a first step before you choose a platform is understanding your internal resources and what you can do organically, as well as, okay, how much can we afford to spend on an email automating system per month? And then the other resource to that is who's going to be writing them and how often can we afford to write them. And I think that's where the value of having a consulting firm or an agency comes in, because, you know, at least for us personally at Marketing Eye, we operate as an extension of our client's business. So we're not coming over and dominating. No, we can. We can create everything from scratch, completely run everything for you. But a lot of times we're working with an internal marketer who is just spread thin, wears a lot of hats, which we all understand. And so sometimes it's helpful to have an outside company and really resource center to come and orchestrate and generate these content projects specifically for your business, becoming subject experts in your business and then providing you the tools and the resources for you to continually operate and be pushing stuff out. We know within content, you got to build a cadence. Whether it's social media, whether it's blog writing, newsletters, digital newsletters, email cadences, drip campaigns, whatever it is, it has to be a cadence. And the way that you build that cadence, or when you continue to build that cadence, your viewers will begin to expect it and look for that. And if you gain their interest one time, and then a second time, and a third time, you're building your audience, and that's an organic method. Now, if you use tools and platforms that can be automated and integrated quickly, and or quicker, And you'll have a higher success rate using platforms, but it's also able to do with limited resources, limited time, and an organic approach.
Yeah. And just earlier today, we were having a conversation about, you know, these really small companies that, you know, they worry that they're not going to be able to generate content because they don't have a photographer on staff.
Right.
They don't have two content writers. They only have one. And what comes to mind for me is resources like Unsplash or Pixabay that allows you to have free images that are already curated, that are already stylized, that you can begin to develop your brand with. So there are resources out there to kind of get you ahead of where you need to be. And you mentioned Google Analytics and also Alexa, which in terms of content writing and showing you what key phrases you should move towards and what kind of matters of speech that you should dive into more, that's really going to help your content writers if you only have a few on staff. Something else that I think that a lot of companies forget and something that we'd like to dash over a little bit is this idea that content is highly reusable. We were looking at this statistic that says content can be amazingly versatile and reusable. Almost 60% of marketers reuse content on a weekly schedule.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you brought that up because truly it's not a one-time fits all. I mean, we see it regularly Throwback Thursday where people have, say, Instagram, for example, on that platform. People have reused or reshared the same photo that they've already posted on their profile. That's a small snapshot of an example.
Yeah.
But truly, say, let's take blogs, for example. We really want to build that engagement and build the popularity and the readership on those blogs, cycling, you know, posting them on our website, posting them on our blog platform, whatever that may be, as well as cycling them through social media. So one tidbit, a little tip that we'd like to offer is, say, Twitter, for example. You can reshare that same blog for a duration of time, changing your titles to, you know, gauge a different segment of that blog to gauge your readers again.
Yeah.
And to, again, cycle that traffic back to that blog content. It's only going to continue to improve your skills in that blog writing. The more readers you get, the more feedback and analytics you're going to be able to get from it, and then continue to move forward and improve your writing from there.
Yeah, and something that I think is especially important about recycling blogs is that the more those blogs appear online, the more those algorithms on Twitter and Facebook are going to recycle them into people's search feed. And really improve where they stand on Google.
Well, I'm glad you brought that back in full circle, because truly that's the end game of digital content writing. One, thought leadership, but truly building your SEO and that traffic cycle through your website, through your social media platforms, your blog writing platforms, whatever different landing pages that you may have, continuing that cycle over and over will build you and continue to maintain you at the top of those search engines. And that's where you really want to be, whether you're in the business consumer space or business to business space. And then not only that, we all know that the top of the, you know, the first couple options when you search just below the ads are the people that subconsciously you already think are the best because, well, they're the top of your search engine. So that's whether we realize that or not. And that's the end goal for a lot of the content writing and our digital presence.
Yeah. A tweet that we had on Robotic Marketer the other day was from this marketing professional. And he says, if you're not on Google, do you even exist? Which I think is true for any business, you know, whether you're a carpentry company or a digital marketing agency, how you appear on Google is important. And these are the kind of things that are going to help you get your ranking up to one of those first few pages.
Right. And we can talk about, you know, the difference in traditional marketing and digital marketing and the value of both. They're both extremely relevant still. There's also traditional businesses as well as new age businesses, more modernized business structures. And how does that look like in your marketing strategy, implementing both segments into your business? There's value in both segments. There really is. And unfortunately, we live in a day and age where a lot of times just having a digital presence is just a justification that your business exists or that you as a professional exist. Whether it's, you know, from a personal standpoint, do you have a LinkedIn profile? Are you an actual person that I'm going to meet with? Or I'm going to Google this company. How many employees do they have on LinkedIn? Or do they exist on Google? Do they have a website? What does that website look like? There's so many different fundamental conversations that we have building off of that conversation already. But it really is important to have a digital presence and just be pushing content out, whatever that looks like on available resources for a business.
And yeah, I would say if you are a company and you want to be successful in today's environment, you have to have a digital footprint. And if, when we're talking about omnichannel on the internet, that's like having, you know, like multiple digital footprints. And that really brings us to our final touchstone of discussion for content creation is how directly it's correlated with sales. We were talking about a statistic earlier that 75% plans to increase budgets are grown by 75% with interactive content in the coming year. And I think that that just shows that there is such a huge correlation between those two things. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so I think, and I can say for, I have a few case studies that I can give, but I have a few clients right now that asked me to implement and create an in-mail engagement strategy. So I literally titled it social media engagement strategy and then one specifically a LinkedIn engagement strategy. So this is actually interacting with their target audience for them on their LinkedIn profiles and really engaging the consumer. From a marketing eye standpoint or robotic marketer standpoint, we want to be engaging with our audiences. You know, if people are liking or commenting specifically on these live posts or a content piece that we write, we want to engage with that person, comment back with them, share information, because that's building also a relationship organically through a digital platform. And at the end of the day, you know, business is made through relationships. And I think the more that we can do that and engage those our audiences consistently, that's going to continue to help us, one, be better people, but also better marketers, better business people, better sales people. We know for sales, sometimes it's just a hard sale. You know, you provide a solution to a problem, but a lot of times people buy from people. And, you know, building that engagement and that relationship can start from a simple retweet or reshare.
Yeah. And when we talked earlier about blogs just being this universal medium of communication and marketing, one of the reasons that that is because there are so many correlations when it comes to landing page conversions on your website to how much sales actually increase. I think that every business needs to be creating content on their website to see a correlated increase in sales.
Absolutely. Well, and I think, you know, there's businesses or businesses monitor their lead journey and their sales journey and their customer experience journey from, you know, learning of that new contact to following where they are in the sales cycle until it's actually a final closed sale, their customer, and then you nurture that customer relationship. So putting out content, again, you know, it creates a thought leadership as you're the expert of that subject, that product, that service. But then it helps provide warm leads and that nurture effect to then generate the sales conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this has just been a little brief glimpse into content marketing and content creation. We know that there's a whole ocean of things out there that we could talk about.
Yeah, so thank you for participating and watching this. We hope that you gained some valuable insights as well as some, you know, little free tidbits on how to or what to implement into your marketing strategy. Leading into 2020, we discussed, you know, how companies are increasing their budgets for engagement pieces. That comes with a lot of times sponsored, I know this is an additional tip, but sponsored in-mail messages, sponsored ads in your target audience on digital platforms. So that's something to consider as you finalize these budgets. But other than that, I think we provided some valuable insight. Please feel free to, or we welcome feedback. If you'd like us to talk more into depth about different platforms or different segments of content marketing or different topics of marketing altogether, we appreciate all comments and we look forward to you guys watching us next time. Thank you.